My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to get out when it's good. When the weather is particularly or unseasonably nice, take advantage of these moments and go outside. Even a little fresh air can feel fantastic. This episode is first airing in January. Where I live in the northeastern United States, it is definitely winter, with all the cold and sleet and such that implies. But not every day is as miserable as that. Indeed, the day before I wrote this, the temperature got up to 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Much of the day was rainy, but the forecast called for a lull in the afternoon. So I made sure to go for a run during that window. I moved things around and finished some work early, so I could spend 40 minutes outside, enjoying the not-so-cold air on my face, and feeling like it was April, and not the dead of winter. Now, to be sure, not every January day is going to feature temperatures anywhere close to that warm, of course. But I do try to look at the weather forecast and figure out when it will be warmest, and not snowing or sleeting during the week. Then I create my schedule to run or walk during these windows. Running in too frigid temperatures is no fun, but in more balmy times it is a pleasure. And I want to take advantage of that. Incidentally, this works in the other direction with summer. If it is a long string of hot, sticky days in August, but one morning is going to be a little cooler, that is my signal to go run or walk then. I'll enjoy a little respite from the heat. If you are dealing with really rainy weather, there might be some moments when the rain is lighter or has stopped. It is good to take advantage of those windows. In any case, getting outside is a known mood booster, but it is challenging to do so when the weather doesn't cooperate. On some level, we might know that there is no bad weather, only bad clothing. But that doesn't mean anyone wants to walk outside in freezing rain. So instead, look for those moments when things aren't going to be quite so bad. Plan in advance for them. I visited my son's preschool on the unreasonably warm day recently, and the teachers had planned to have snack outside. We all got to absorb a little more pleasant January air before feeling like we needed to hibernate for the next few months. No doubt there will be at least a few more moments of warmth before spring arrives. And you can bet I plan to make the most of them. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.